We're on the top of Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, is going on the Braisa, which is quoted right before in Chav Avam Beis. The Kol Kelim Mekatchim Ben Sheish Ben Mervius Ben Shein Ben Mervius Vavachi Kli Sharis. And the Gemara ends up saying that's talking about B'Kadeach B'Seicher. So, in fact, the Gemara B'Ham Mimenu Amar Achmana. The pasuk says Mimenu, and the answer is here Chutz L'Rabbis Kli Sharis. So, what's the Shaka B'Tar in the Gemara? Rashi learns that the Kasha B'Ham Mimenu Amar Achmana is going back in the Braisa. The Braisa says you can be Mekatchim from any Kli Sharis as long as it Ben Sheish Ben Mervius Ben Shein Ben Mervius. As long as it's a klishar, there's no din to have the kir dafka. And that fact, the Gemara, it says mimenu, it says yirchitz mimenu. How could you use another keli besides the kir if the tar is makbid on the kir dafka? And that the Gemara answers that we have the rimbu yirchitz the rabbis klisharis, that you could use other klisharis as well. So Tysus brings Rashi, and Tysus doesn't like Rashi's chat. He says that if the kasha of the Gemara is on the brisa, that the Gemara can't understand how you could be mekadosh in a kli other than the kir. Then why are you asking on the Brisa over here? Asking on the Mishnah Yuma. The Mishnah Yuma says in Daf Mem Gimel that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur was a Mekadesh B'Kitan Shel Zav. He used the Kitan Shel Zav for the Kiddushim. He didn't use the Kiyar. So you see clearly that the Kiyar is not Ma'akim. So why are you asking on the Brisa? Asking on the Mishnah. Elamai Zaktaisis, that wasn't the Kasha of the Gemara. He learns a different shot that the Gemara's Kasha is going on the Teretz of B'Kadeach Misaychai. That's what we're asking on. But the Brisa itself, that Avada wasn't a Kasha. And like we see from the fact that the Gemara doesn't ask this on the Mishnah and Yuma. So Shaila is, what's of Shan and Rashi? If he Rashi, it's Takitz Archi, and why ask in the Brisa if he could ask in the Mishnah and Yuma that Kohen Gadol was a Mekadesh B'Kitan Shel Zav? So I was thinking that maybe you could say that Rashi is going L'Shitase, because the if you look at Rashi and Yuma and Daf Yotess, Rashi says over there that when it says that Chamesh Tvilas Vasar Kiddushim, the Kohen Gadol is Mekadesh B'Yom Kippur, Rashi says that he was Mekadesh Min Akir, the Kiddushim were done Min Akir. Rashi says this again in Daf Lamed Aleph and Yuma in a couple of places, and Chumash Rashi says this also, that the Kiddushim of the Kohen Gadol, the Kiddushim were all done min hakir. And the Pell is, Achanim Abadah, that we know that it's not true, it's done from the Kiddushim Shel Zav, not min hakir. What does Rashi mean that the Kiddushim were done min hakir? And I was thinking, it could be Miyashiv Rashi, you said from the Chasdei David, this he says in the Rambam, I think it could work for Rashi and well as well, that this is in the Tosefta Yedaim, Perkei Mishnah Aleph, that Perkei Halacha Aleph in the Tosefta, it says over there that the way he learns Pshat in the Tosefta is, and Pshat in the Rambam, is that there is a din that you have to be Mekadosh always from the Mayim of the Kiyar. That just means that the Mayim has to originate from the Kiyar. But if the Mayim came from the Kiyar, even though you poured it on your hands from a different Keli, from a Kitan, that's considered that it came from the Kiyar, and then it would be fine. But Chathchila, you have to make sure that the water comes from the Kiyar. And that is the Chayyad of Pshat and Rashi as well. Rashi held that it has to be that the water originates from the Kiyar, so even though you use the Kitan Shel Zav, that Kitan Shel Zav started off from water from the Kiyar, and that's where it came from, and that's considered Kiddush Min HaKiyar. And I found that the Chizkuni and Chumash, Taka speaks this out beferish, she says that Mashapirish Rashi, Kiddush Yedam Aglam Min HaKiyar, Hainu Min Maim Shabakir, the Kamilam Mimishnah, Bakalpi, Osiyam Makanish Anabagam, Kiddush Shel Zav. So he's saying it was done from Kiddush Shel Zav, but the Maim originated from the Kiyar, and that's considered Kiddush Min HaKiyar. So, Kainim Hadvarim, then that can answer Taisus Kash and Rashi over here, and Rashi's going to Shitasi. Rashi held that it's not Shver from the fact that the Kangado is Makanish Bakitan Shel Zav on Yom Kippur, because over there the water came from the Kiyar. The water came from the Kiyar. That's considered Kiddush Min HaKiyar. That about is not a Kasha. Mashenkin on the Brice over here, the Brice is a Mashmid, you could be Mekadosh Mitchila from a Klisharis other than the Kiyar. It never came from the Kiyar. On that fact, the Gemara, V'amimeno Marachmana. And how does that work? You need to do it from the Kiyar. But the Kiddush Shel Zav, that's not talking about that it came from the Kiyar, and therefore the Gemara had no Kasha on that. And therefore, Rashi L'Shitasa is not sure how he learns the Gemara. That would be Miyashiv, Taisis Kasha, and Rashi.